Welcome to Maseches Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yubeis, Chapter 6, Mishnah 12. The Mishnah begins. Ama arch amar lechaver. If an ignorant person tells his friend who's going out shopping, he says to him, "Kachli agudas yerek, buy me a bunch of vegetables. Kachli glus gnachas, buy me one fine loaf of bread." Lekeach stam. The chaver could just buy on his own, and he doesn't have to be mafresh. He doesn't have to separate trumas and maestris. And upater, he's pater from taking off Maisers, Trumas and Maisers, because this that he gives to the Amaretz afterwards, this Tana holds something called Yesh Berur, which means to say like this, even though you didn't specify that this is for me and this is for him, but we say that when he ends up giving that bunch of vegetables, that loaf of bread to the Amaretz, that it was Hovra L'Mafrei retroactively, it was clear to us that the one that he bought initially was for the Amaretz, and this one is the one he bought for himself, and it's not like he's giving something that's his to the Amaretz, which halacha is that you have to give something, you have to take off mice if you're going to give something to Amaretz. Initially, it was bought for the Amaretz. Therefore, the halacha is that you don't have to separate any of the mice. V'ma'amar, but let's say the Talmid Chacham, the knowledgeable person, said while he was purchasing it, Shalizu v'zu shel chavri, this loaf of bread is for me, this bunch of vegetables is for me, and this one is for my friend, the Amaretz, Vinis Arvo, and later on they get mixed up. Chayv Lasser. In that situation, he has to take off Maaser, because if he's giving something that's his to an Amaretz, Allah has now give something to an Amaretz that you didn't take off Trumas or Maaser from. I should say Maaser. Vafliu Emea. Even if he bought for the Amaretz 100 bunches of vegetables or 100 loaves of bread, and he only bought one for himself, and now they get mixed up, he has to take Maaser off of all of them because they're Meduma. It's considered like it's mixed Trumas and Maaser, and he can't give it to the Amaretz unless he separates the prerequisite amount. Let's see one more Mishnah. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 7, Mishnah 1. Says the Mishnah, let's say a person invites his friend to eat by him for Shabbos. And the problem is, Vahu, the fellow that was invited, he's not so confident that his host, Ala Maisris, is separating Trumas and Maisris the way that he's supposed to. Nevertheless, he couldn't say no because it's going to really hurt the fellow's feelings. So what should he do? How could he eat on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, here's a solution. He says in Erev Shabbos, Mashani, also the Hafish Machar, this that I'm separating tomorrow, one of 100. Harehu Meiser, parts of it should be Meiser Rishon, Ushar Meiser, and another portion of it is Meiser, Samachlai. So everything is Meiser Rishon. Zesha Sisi Meiser, this that I made Meiser initially, also Trumas Meiser love. Then there should be Trumas Meiser taken that. Or Meiser Sheni Bitzvani, and then Meiser Sheni from the northern part of the food. Oibidroimayer, the southern part. And this Meiser Sheni that I have should go on to money that I have. So it comes out the next day on Shabbos, when he's about to eat, he could take off Trumas Meiser. Then he could eat the way that he normally does. Trumas Gedolah doesn't have to worry about because Amaretz takes that off. But in this situation, it's a simple solution that by doing this before Shabbos, because you can't separate Trumas on Maestris and Shabbos, at least officially. Therefore, he can do this and he can eat at the fellow's house. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.